This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli highlights severe challenges faced by developing nations, including climate change, pandemics and unsustainable debt during 4th International Conference on Financing for Development. National Assembly passes appropriation bill with majority. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee decides to request National Assembly to include a provision of a 2-year cooling-off period in the Civil Service Bill. And former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, sentenced to 6 months in prison on charges of contempt of court. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called for a renewed approach to international development cooperation during the FFD4 thematic roundtable in Sevilla of Spain. Addressing global leaders, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the severe challenges facing developing nations, including climate change, pandemics and unsustainable debt. He emphasized that official development assistance, ODA, is a strategic necessity, not a charity. Prime Minister Oli criticized declining ODA to Nepal and the repurposing of funds for donor countries' domestic needs, stressing development cooperation should foster dignity and sustainable transformation. Prime Minister Oli said common issue must be addressed through the multilateralism.
We have to finalize first to think about multilateralism, whether these issues, these problems which the people are facing in the planet are common issues or not. And if we have to address these common issues, then there must be multilateralism. And anti-multilateralism works for some few and not for all. So in my opinion, multilateralism is a theory to work and a practice to work for all, for the children, for the backward countries, for the needful people, for backward communities, for the youths, for the women, and for the all nations. And no one should be left behind, can be addressed only through the principle of and practice of multilateralism.
Prime Minister Oli said instead of size of the country, the level of development must be the subject of the talk. He urged the developed countries to join and accept the multilateralism. Stressing Nepal as a responsible recipient nation, Prime Minister Oli requested the donors' countries and development partners to come through a proper channel for the sake of organized investment.
As he mentioned before that the recipient countries must be responsible, yes, we are responsible because we have to develop our country. We are responsible. But if the donors are not dealing properly, then our responsibility will remain meaningless. So I want to request all the donors and development partners to come through the channel, proper channel.
Concluding his remarks, the Prime Minister said, despite immense challenges, there is also shared potential and the moment must be seized to build a future where no nation is left behind. Today's meeting of the National Assembly has passed the Appropriation Bill 2082 with a majority. The bill, which was received with a message from the House of Representatives and presented by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal for approval, was passed by a majority in the Assembly. Likewise, the meeting also approved proposals to consider the Finance Bill 2082 and the Public Debt Collection Bill 2082, both related to the national budget. Similarly, the meeting unanimously passed the Customs Bill 2082, which was also received with a message from the House of Representatives. Earlier in the meeting, while responding to questions raised by lawmakers regarding the appropriation bill, Finance Minister Paudal clarified that since it is not responsible to prepare the budget solely from revenue and international grant assistance, arrangements have been made to raise loans within a certain limit. The State Affairs and Good Governance Committee held a meeting on Wednesday and decided to request the Upper House National Assembly to ensure the incorporation of cooling-off provision. The decision comes in response to outcry over the sneaky erasure of 2-year cooling off provision from the civil service bill, which was passed by the lower house, House of Representatives, by majority last Sunday. The cooling off provision, as asserted by the committee, prevents top bureaucrats from securing government appointments within 2 years of their retirement or resignation. Committee Chairman Ram Hari Khatiwara said the committee meeting, as per discussion held on Wednesday, decided to request the National Assembly to work on the bill, thereby ensuring 2 years of cooling off period. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Former President Bidya Devi Bhandari has renounced all state benefits except security in capacity of the former head of the state. She made such decision to be effective from Wednesday itself. She made an announcement to Interpolitics by renewing her membership of CPNUML a few days ago. Bhandari's secretariat wrote a letter addressing secretary at Home Ministry and shared the information. The government had been providing former President Bhandari various facilities ranging from communications to transportation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Bangladesh on Wednesday convicted fugitive former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina of contempt of court and issued a 6-month prison sentence in absentia, the first verdict since she was ousted last year. The AFP news agency cited Chief Prosecutor Muhammad Tajul Islam as saying Hasina will serve the sentence the day she arrives in Bangladesh or surrenders to the court. The case centered around comments that prosecutors said she had made after she was ousted from power, which they said threatened witnesses in ongoing court hearings. 77-year-old Hasina fled to neighboring India at the culmination of the student-led uprising in August 2024 and has defied orders to return to Dhaka. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Karnali and Sudhur Paschim provinces, along with hilly region of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhur Paschim provinces. There are also chances of light to moderate rainfall and snow fall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli highlights severe challenges faced by developing nations, including climate change, pandemics and unsustainable debt during 4th International Conference on Financing for Development. National Assembly passes appropriation bill with majority. State Affairs and Good Governance Committee decides to request National Assembly to include a provision of a 2-year cooling off period in the civil service bill. And former Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina sentenced to 6 months in prison on charges of contempt of court. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.